8:02 the time, a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed show, and the Artist Corner is back, and the Artist Corner is brought to you by the folks at the Sawdust Artist, the Sawdust Art Festival, happening now, tell us exactly when, Frankie.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure. Tell us exactly when the Sawdust Festival is on, Jill.
So the Sawdust just opened on Friday. Opening day was then. We are open daily through August 28th, Sunday, August 28th.
You got until August 28th to check out these fantastic artists, over 150 artists. We welcome to the program now, for the Artist Corner, the Director of Marketing, Frankie Duchesne. Frankie, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me back on so soon after Takeover.
Oh my goodness, were you a big hit on Takeover? First of all, thank you for helping the radio station with your Takeover hour, and thank you for curating a fabulous hour of great music. It's stuff that I'll be stealing from my personal stash for quite some time. So thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right. Well, good. Good. So we opened up this past weekend. Mm-hmm. How was it? Did you have a good weekend?
It was a good weekend.
Good.
Fairly busy for the most part.
Okay.
We had all the artists, of course, were really excited to open up. We've been working on this for the last, several months. And the artists have, been building. Since May, we started the whole procedure getting ready for the show. Booth building begins then. And then, the show was upon us so quickly.
Right.
I mean, time flies. And
I knew it was coming when I saw that giant pile of brand new sawdust out front. I'm like, okay, this is real now.
Yes, that is always the mark of, festival season is right around the corner.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. So 150 artists.
It's actually 162.
162, my apologies. I undercut the artists there. Anyone new and exciting that we hadn't seen there before?
Mm-hmm. We do have 6 new artists this season.
Okay.
I was thinking there's actually a really great one. Well, they're all wonderful, but one that stands out to me who's really lovely. His name is David Fleshman.
Okay.
He is in the back. You'll spot his booth. It's bright pink.
Okay.
And he does, fantastic caricatures. Okay. He'll invite people right off the walkway into his booth, and he does these amazing caricatures in under 2 minutes.
Wow.
And then on top of that, he also is a painter, and he also paints palm fronds. He's okay. A really cool guy. He's really interesting, super cerebral. And funny, and I'm actually thinking about maybe bringing him on to Artist Corner one Monday.
That'd be great. We'd love
lovely.
To talk to him. I didn't see it, but I had someone describe to me a donut with a tongue going through it, or a very Simpson-esque type of artist. Mm-hmm. Where is that? Who is that? Do you know?
So that would be in High School Hall.
Okay.
So High School Hall, it's new this year. We brought it back. We haven't featured artists from the high school in a long time. It's been, I think, maybe 6 or 7 years since we have.
Okay.
But it's new this year where we are featuring 28 Laguna Beach artists. And one of them does that. I absolutely love that donut. And her name completely escapes me right now, which I'm so sad to say. But she's a fantastic ceramicist. And it's so funny you pinpointed that one, too, because I really do adore that particular donut. And so, yes, there's 28 students who are featured in the show. High School Hall is located behind Studio One. And, we are super proud to support up and coming young artists in the community.
Now, are they all from our local Laguna Beach High School?
Laguna Beach High School.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. So as we move forward through the season, I noticed that opening weekend musicians were outstanding musicians this past weekend. You're expecting to continue that throughout the run?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have 3 stages of live entertainment
right. Ongoing
every single day throughout the day. And I think we feature over like 200 musicians, 200 acts
right. A
summer. So
when I talk to musicians, they love playing. They mm-hmm. love playing the sawdust. And it doesn't matter which stage they're on, they love being there. It's a great atmosphere for musicians.
It's a magical atmosphere. You know, the artists are creating, the musicians are playing. You know, there's just this energy in the air.
Right.
It's really special to sawdust.
Right. Some of the artists that aren't new, that have been there for some time, mm-hmm. talk to us about them.
So you have Jesse Miller. Jesse Miller just came back. He was on sabbatical. He is a fantastic mixed media artist. People in town know him really well.
Right.
He does stained glass. He is a fantastic, fantastic painter. Total mixed media. He combines woodworking with glass, with painting. I mean, it's like you just never seen anything like his work before.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's incredible. Cool. He's up at the very back in the Upper Mesa.
Okay. And I also noticed that Bruce Friend is back.
Of course.
Giving those magnificent demonstrations on his glass blowing skills and technique. I'd love to have him back here at some point, maybe talk to him for a while. Do you find those, the glass blowing demonstrations, to be among the most popular things as they're happening?
They are. Glass blowing is a huge draw. Where can you go and see glass, you know, being blown right before your eyes? It's a really, really special booth that actually started back in the early 70s with Lauren Chapman, one of our glass blowers, who actually just came back this year. He was also on sabbatical. And he was the one that started up that glass booth. And people love to see that. And then one thing actually that's new in the glass booth this year is an artist named John Barber, who has his shop in the canyon. You see it on your way out of town.
Okay.
John Barber has been a glass blower in the show for a number of years, a couple decades.
Right.
And now he's doing this new work, this encaustic work, where he takes his glass, he's in the booth, and he takes his molten glass and he drags it along parchment paper. And the paper burns up and it creates these fantastic marks.
Right.
And it's pretty amazing, and people can actually see that being done.
That is cool. That's way cool. And kind of a new little twist
totally
technique.
A new
thing,
and he's super jazzed. He's really excited about it. And it's really cool to see an artist inspired after working in a medium for so many years.
Right.
You know, to rediscover that. And I also I forgot to mention Ryan Gorley. One of my most favorite artists. I mean, I'm not supposed to be biased, but Ryan Gorley.
We all have
is
a favorite
cool.
here and there, right?
Ryan Gorley has a big heart on top of it. You know, he's passionate about his work. He's always working. He's always making something. He would also be considered a mixed media artist. But one fantastic thing about this year is he is the artist behind our mural on Frontage Road.
I was going to ask you about that mural. Okay, so he's responsible for that mural.
Yes,
that's
that mural.
Beautiful.
That mural is actually based on the theme of our summer, where the canyon comes alive.
Right.
And it was an abstract, so his rendering was slightly different than what it turned out to be. And I say that, I mean, his actual piece turned out to be so magnificent and so beautiful and, like, magical. It really does capture, I feel, the sawdust and the canyon and the magic of festival season.
I absolutely loved seeing it. We were out there. We were playing music this past weekend. I had an opportunity to check out the mural up close.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah, he's actually featured on our poster this summer. And the funny thing is I photographed his mural for the poster.
Right.
And then sent that off to print, came back to work, and he had added new things to the mural in that short amount of time. So the funny thing is about Ryan, the running joke is he's never finished with his work ever. Even 20 years later, he's adding things onto his work, which is, you know, really cool. It's like ever evolving. So
right. Is there a petting zoo this year?
There is not.
Okay. I'm okay with that, actually. I'll be honest. If I may, and if I might be honest, I prefer it. I prefer sawdust without a petting zoo. I really do.
That's a winter fantasy.
My apologies. So just, but it is back for winter.
I don't know. We'll
okay.
see.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a non-petting zoo guy. I don't know why, but okay. So what are you looking at in the next couple of weeks moving forward? What's special happening there?
So just right around the corner, actually beginning this Wednesday, is Sip, Talk, and Walk. You know, there are docent-led tours on the grounds. You get to learn about the history of sawdust. You get to meet artists and watch art demonstrations, and then you get to sip wine while you do it.
Oh.
So you get a complimentary wine tasting, right, including with your admission.
Very cool. Sip, mm-hmm, talk, and walk. And there's annual passes available and senior season passes available?
There are. There season passes are $30 and annual passes are $40. You can also get a passport to the arts. Passport to the arts gets you admission, one-time admission only to each of the festivals. And that's $29.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. And regular ticket prices are what?
$10 for adults, $7 for seniors, $6 for $5 for ages 6 to 12, and free for ages 5 and under.
All right. It was a magnificent weekend to go to the sawdust this weekend. The weather was beautiful, and it's going to be a great season, I feel, for the sawdust and the artists. I'm looking forward to having a lot of these artists in.
Thank you. There's also something new this summer. We're bringing back the fashion show. They're calling it Bizarre Bazaar.
Okay.
And it promises to be really interesting, as always. And a lot of our artists collaborate on designs, and it's not just limited to clothing. So you never know what you're going to see. And that's on Sunday, August 7th.
Describe that for us. Describe the event for us. Well, if, in case we've never seen it before, what is the fashion show?
Well, you have a large group of artists, sometimes, you know, mostly textile and clothing artists, but then you also have your mixed media and your others. You even have painters involved. So they collaborate together and they create designs for models to showcase on the grounds. And sometimes we create a walkway. Sometimes they walk through the grounds. I'm interested to see what the committee does this year.
Okay, that ought to be fun. And what date is that again?
That's Sunday, August 7th.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Frankie Duchesne, how do people find you online?
They can go to sawdustartfestival.org. Tickets are available online. You can buy them in advance or you can buy them in person at the box office. And I really encourage you to follow us on social media, especially our Instagram account and our Facebook. But Instagram particularly, I love to show our history. I show our archives, like hashtag Sawdust Archives or hashtag Sawdust History, where you can learn a lot about the past, a lot about the early start of the show. And of course, you learn more about the artists and you learn about everything that's going on the grounds on a day-to-day basis. And of course, all of that information is also available on our website.
I should mention to our audience that you are, in fact, the Sawdust historian. You really are, you know everything about the sawdust. You are, quite frankly, the historian. I should have mentioned that to start us off.
Well, I am fascinated by the history of sawdust, and one of my early tasks when I first came to the show was working on the history booth with artist Jay Grant, who's right. A former artist and former board president, who I actually really would love to bring on the show one day.
By all means.
Fascinating.
By all means.
And if anybody loves sawdust history as much as I do, it's him.
All right. Frankie Duchesne, stepping into the Artist Corner this morning. Thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. We look forward to meeting a lot of these artists in the coming weeks, and we certainly look forward to the Sawdust Art Festival throughout the summer.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Thank you for putting so much hard work into it, and we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, 8:15 the time.